Thank you, Bridget, for reading that. On the mic. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Let us just pray. Father God, we just thank you for Scripture. Thank you for this morning that we as a people can come together as a church this morning. And Lord, we remind ourselves of the Scripture words that you have said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst of them. Lord, we welcome you this morning to be among us. And Lord, I pray that you will open the eyes of my heart and my mind as well, so that I can know you and understand you. Thank you for being with us this morning. Thank you for the opportunity to be together on this Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, what a reading. What a reading, what an experience it is, isn't it? From being whispered in your ear and then being whisked away over there. Philip, I'd like some of that myself, wouldn't you? Do you know, it's amazing about the Holy Spirit that you can be whispered into your ear and then you can be whisked away. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. What a testimony. But what is interesting here are two things that are happening. One is the total sovereignty of God, and the other is total obedience to that sovereignty of God by Philip. You know, I've seen many people, and in this church, a lot of people work very, very hard to be a witness for Jesus Christ. And I have witnessed over several years, and I've been coming to this church for 42 years, which is amazing. So, you know, quite a long time. And I've seen many, many people who, in the power of the Holy Spirit, have ministered to people. And we've seen several healings and several people delivered. And I can see Amanda sitting there this morning, who herself has got an amazing testimony to share. Amanda, it's great to have you with us this morning. So there we are being, you know, singled out, but I didn't expect that, did you? But Amanda's testimony through prayer, through the power of Holy Spirit, is an inspiration. So God has done mighty things. But if you're a little bit like me, you know, we do get tired. And I want that little bit more in my life. I want that Isaiah teaching, Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. And being that time when we've come from the Easter Sunday, the resurrection, coming to the point of Pentecost, let us remind ourselves that we put our hand in the hand of Jesus Christ. We were buried with him in that grave, and the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is now at work in you. That is powerful stuff. That is powerful stuff. The reason why I say that is that you are a witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You made the decision and you are a witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that power is at work within us. But let us look at some of the scriptures and how did it all start, so we can understand and we can ask more of the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Let's look at John chapter 14, verse 16. And this is what the Lord had to say to the disciples. And I think it should be our prayer as we go through this morning and come to the end of the sermon. But the advocate, and the other word, another translation say, the helper, the Holy Spirit. I need help. I need help in my life as a Christian. And I need a helper to help me and guide me and take me through things. So he says, the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. Amazing. What an amazing promise. And will remind you of everything I have said to you. Great stuff. You can read the Gospels. All Christ has said is available to you. And the Holy Spirit will help you and remind you the promises of God and what is in there. Let us look at John 15, chapter 15, 26. And again, when the Helper comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. Within two chapters, again, Christ repeats that message to the disciples. He will be your helper. But the most important thing in here is that he will testify about Jesus Christ. He will help you
to be the witness of the gospel to those around us who are dying without the gospel. He said, my spirit will be in you and will be a witness of Jesus Christ. Now let us talk about, let's just look at Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Again, he talks about, but you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. I find this story rather interesting. It's really interesting because, you know, they were all in Jerusalem and Judea, and there comes along Saul murdering and killing and pillaging and everything, and they get all dispersed out and they go to Samaria. So persecution takes them out of Jerusalem, Judea, and puts them in Samaria. But you know what is exciting about the story we've read? To the ends of the earth. And here is Philip in Samaria. But the interesting thing is the Ethiopian, they didn't go to the ends of the earth. The ends of the earth came to him. Transferred God's great sovereignty, God's great plan. And you know what? You know that I do Skype Bible studies. And even yesterday I was talking to somebody and we are setting one up in St. Petersburg. So great stuff happening. The ends of the earth can come to you. You don't have to leave home. Here, an example. Great example. You know, the Ethiopian, for the civilized world, probably Ethiopia was as far as you could get. It was 1,200 miles from Jerusalem. And this man had traveled, walked all the way to that point where he met Philip. Interesting about power. Let's talk about power. And power in the Holy Spirit. It's election time, isn't it? And it's good to talk about election. But this is not a party political broadcast, so I am not telling you anything, how you should vote or not. But listen to the recent arguments about Europe. You know, you see the headlines, we don't want to be in Europe. I mean, they don't mean that, do they? But look at this. Geographically, the UK is in Europe. Nobody can change that. We will always be in Europe. Nobody can remove that. But then what we did was we signed a treaty, we had a referendum, and we went into the European Union. But the interesting debate is about sovereignty and transfer of power. It's sovereignty and transfer of power. As a Christian, you will always be in the Holy Spirit. Nothing can change that. He called you, convicted you. You put your hand in Christ's hand, and you are always in the Holy Spirit, as the UK will always be in Europe. The question is, question of sovereignty. The experience of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit is we need to give God the sovereignty in our life. It is this transfer of sovereignty from me to God. That's why I'm a Christian, the transfer. But then we go on. How else is power shared? I'm not talking about tongues, and I'm not talking about prophecy. You know, some people will speak in tongues and some will prophesy, but all of you will be witnesses to the gospel of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. So let's not go into controversies, because hundreds of books and papers and everything has been written about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you want to look at it, is the experience of the Holy Spirit in your life to be a witness for Jesus Christ. And what Paul tells us about the gifts of the Spirit is that he says, yes, seek them, but be careful that you seek them for the building of the church. If they build the church, we need them. Some will speak in tongues, some will prophesy, but all of you, every single person is a witness to the gospel. Every single believer, you are a witness at your home, at your school, at your place of work, in the street you live, in the town you live. in the nation you live. You are a witness for the gospel of Jesus Christ, and all of us could do with a little bit of help. We need that help. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And we should seek, because what I want is Isaiah 61 in my life. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you. You know, Christ purchased that for us, for his body. You know, when he started his ministry, he went into the synagogue, opened it there, and he says, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. Now, he's the head, and we are his body. That is for us. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me to heal the brokenhearted, to bind the brokenhearted, to heal the sick, to bring good news to those who are in darkness, to set them free. You know, this is the privilege we have as believers, as people who have trusted Christ and put our hand in Christ's hand. He will give you the Holy Spirit. Now, let us look at that story. Here is the person, the Ethiopian. He is a very rich man, extremely rich. He is not of the nation of Israel, so he is a foreigner, darker in skin than me, Ethiopian. So, you know, there were all these good reasons people could find not, and he was a eunuch, because eunuchs were looked down upon by the people of the nation of Israel, because it's in Deuteronomy where it says it's wrong, and therefore, so his sexual orientation or whatever it was not an issue. You know, like that moment when the Jews and the Gentiles, when Peter was asked, when the sheet came down, and kill and eat. This is that moment now where it doesn't matter. It's God's sovereign plan. Every tongue will confess. Every knee will bow that he is the Lord, Lord Jesus Christ. So, Ethiopian, 1,200 miles, he's walked this funny journey, but he's a rich man. And it is here that I find it very exciting. You know the story of the rich man, and everybody knows about the story about the camel going through the eye of the needle. So the rich man can't go, hey, guys, look at this example. And the Lord did say then, if the Lord does it, there was nothing to prevent this man. The Holy Spirit, the sovereign plan of the Lord, every detail of it was worked out. Every detail through the power of the Holy Spirit was communicated. Imagine sitting in Samaria and say, get up, go over there, go to the south road. That's what the story is. And there's the total obedience from Philip. He didn't ask. He didn't need a project plan and every detail and all the tasks absolutely listed in it. You know, if it was me, I would have said, okay, why do I need to go to down that? Nobody goes down that road, Lord. You know, it's a south road, and there's two Ethiopians. One goes towards Gaza, but you know, south. Are you sure it's a south road? You know, people like me would be questioning, and I want a detailed plan. But Philip, in total obedience, given total sovereignty to God to work in his life, was here in the power of the Holy Spirit. He doesn't know what he's doing. He goes down the road and says, okay, go to that chariot. You know, I was talking to Harry after the first, this morning, but you know, if there was this guy with a very large Mercedes or a Rolls Royce, you wouldn't go near that car to share the gospel with them. What would he think? You know, what would he say? And you know, I don't want to get in his car or whatever. You know, we will have several different reasons, and we have found very good reasons not to share the gospel with different people. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives to be able to do that efficiently and effectively. When we submit to God's sovereign plan, he's planned this guy should walk 1,200 miles and come this way. And then he's planned and helped him to read in Isaiah, and then he has nobody, and this guy comes along. You know, look at his clothes and look at mine. You know, he's wearing all gold, and you know, he's got all of these things, and he's got servants and everybody. And look at me, I haven't even got proper sandals. You know, I haven't got a shirt that I was ironed yesterday. You know, that's fur. And nothing. But he was in the power of the Holy Spirit. God's sovereign plan. Ladies and gentlemen, we need that in our church. You are a witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. You need a little bit of help like I do. I need more help probably than anybody else because in the office, sometimes, don't do that. Don't mention Christ here. You know, everybody will get up. I mean, I work for the NHS and, you know, you just don't do religion, do you? You know, that kind of stuff. There is a way through the power of the Holy Spirit. He will find the way. We need to put our trust in him. Just bringing all of that together and bringing it into a conclusion then. Shift of sovereignty. I need the experience. We all need the experience of the Holy Spirit in our life. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the experience of the Holy Spirit in our lives to become the witnesses of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Witnesses to what he has done in my life, giving me a testimony to share with others. We read Matthew's Gospel 9. The problem is not the people out there. The problem is me, the laborer. Harvest is plentiful. It's phenomenal. It really, really is. And my experience tells me the harvest is the people are looking for God in their life. The problem is me. The problem is me, and I could do with a little bit of help. I need the helper in my life so that I can stand up and say, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me to heal, to deliver. Of course this is here. Of course it's available to every single, anybody. Everybody is a witness. Some will speak in tongues and some will prophesy. Don't get distracted by that complex debate. Let's bring it back to the basics. He said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you will have the power, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, ends of the earth. But remember, the ends of the earth can come to you. It did. No barriers. You need a little bit of help, like I do. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And here is a marvelous example of the total obedience, total abandonment of sovereignty to God, and getting on with the job. Thank you very much.